Welcome to the Transitions Daily podcast. Transitions Daily is an online recovery group that offers a daily distribution of popular recovery resources accompanied by a secret Facebook group for discussion. We hope you enjoy today's readings.
This is Transitions Daily for April 13th, read by Buddy C. from Atlanta, Georgia. AA Thoughts for the Day. Amends. Learning how to live in the greatest peace, partnership, and brotherhood with all men and women, of whatever description, is a moving and fascinating adventure. Every AA has found that he can make little headway in this new adventure of living, until he first backtracks and really makes an accurate and unsparing survey of the human wreckage he has left in his wake. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 77. Thought to consider. We are as sick as our secrets. Acronyms. Denial. Don't even notice I am lying. Just for today, setback from Evidence of a Miracle. Now I see how monumental my self-deception was. During that first 13 years, my sobriety was not of the high quality it seemed to be. During the 2 years that followed, I actually convinced myself that it was a privilege to be able to drink. When I returned to AA, its precepts seemed entirely new to me, particularly the meaning of the first step, the atom bomb of the program. Instead of taking the steps and forgetting them, this time I began living them daily, finding new meaning in each one. Came to Believe, page 96. Daily Reflections. The False Comfort of Self-Pity. Self-pity is one of the most unhappy and consuming defects that we know. It is a bar to all spiritual progress and can cut off all effective communication with our fellows because of its inordinate demands for attention and sympathy. It is a maudlin form of martyrdom, which we can ill afford, as Bill sees it, page 238. The false comfort of self-pity screens me from reality only momentarily and then demands, like a drug, that I take an ever bigger dose. If I succumb to this, it could lead to a relapse into drinking. What can I do? One certain antidote is to turn my attention, however slightly at first, toward others who are genuinely less fortunate than I, preferably other alcoholics. In the same degree that I actively demonstrate my empathy with them, I will lessen my own exaggerated suffering. As Bill sees it, principle before expediency. Most of us thought good character was desirable. Obviously, good character was something one needed to get on with the business of being self-satisfied. With a proper display of honesty and morality, we'd stand a better chance of getting what we really wanted. But whenever we had to choose between character and comfort, character building was lost in the dust of our chase after what we thought was happiness. Seldom did we look at character building as something desirable in itself. We never thought of making honesty, tolerance, and true love of man and God the daily basis of living. 12 and 12, pages 71 and 72. How to translate a right mental conviction into a right emotional result, and so into easy, happy, and good living, is the problem of life itself. From the Grapevine, January 1958. Big Book quote. When working with a man and his family, you should take care not to participate in their quarrels. You may spoil your chance of being helpful if you do. But urge upon a man's family that he has been a very sick person and should be treated accordingly. You should warn against arousing resentment or jealousy. You should point out that his defects of character are not going to disappear overnight. Show them that he has entered into a period of growth. Ask them to remember, when they are impatient, the blessed fact of his sobriety. Alcoholics Anonymous, Working with Others, page 100. 24 hours a day. AA thought for the day. Having found my way into this new world by the grace of God and the help of AA, am I going to take that first drink when I know that just one drink will change my whole world? Am I deliberately going back to the suffering of that alcoholic world? Or am I going to hang onto the happiness of this sober world? Is there any doubt about the answer? With God's help, am I going to hang onto AA with both hands? Meditation for the day. I will try to make the world better and happier by my presence in it. I will try to help other people find the way God wants them to live. I will try to be on the side of good, in the stream of righteousness, where all things work for good. I will do my duty persistently and faithfully, not sparing myself. I will be gentle with all people. I will try to see other people's difficulty and help them to correct it. I will always pray to God to act as interpreter between me and the other person. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may live in the spirit of prayer. I pray that I may depend on God for the strength I need to help me to do my part in making the world a better place. Hazelden Foundation, P.O. Box 176, Center City, Minnesota 55012. I'm Buddy, and I'm an alcoholic.
We hope you enjoy today's readings. You can also receive Transitions Daily via email and discuss today's readings in our secret Facebook group. So for more information, go to dailyaaemails.com today.
Other than the 24 hours a day reading, unless otherwise specified, all quotes copyright Alcoholics Anonymous World Services, Inc., 1952 through 2001.